neighbourhood. Your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN police say they are ramping up their fight against crime this festive season with a new plan targeting everything from gender-based violence to border security. Top cop Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has outlined the 10 key areas of their strategy. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks was at the launch at North Beach.
The pouring rain didn't stop hundreds of law enforcement officials from the SAPS, Hawks, Metro Police and the traffic departments gathering at the North Beach Amphitheatre Gardens for the festive season safety plan launch. Mkhwanazi then went through the focus of the safety plan, saying it includes combating aggravated robberies, especially trio crimes, and cracking down on organised crime. He says their message is clear.
Police will not stand by, but they will be hunting down those who want to use this period to bring misery to others.
And he's encouraged communities to work hand in hand with police to report criminals and help clean up their neighborhoods.
We've been receiving a lot of information from the communities about criminals that are terrorizing communities out there. We want to encourage more of those reporting so that we can be able to remove those criminals.
Mkhwanazi ended with a warning that those who attack police or resist arrest during operations should expect officers to defend themselves.
Our intelligent collectors are already on the ground. They are sniffing out for information. And when we confront you as police officers, we want you please surrender.
Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, North Beach.
Well, National Deputy Police Commissioner Shadrach Sibiya apparently received up to 1 million rand from businessman and alleged crime kingpin Vusi Kat Matlala for each police tender payment. Some of Matlala's businesses were awarded multi-million rand SAPS contracts. A counterintelligence officer referred to as Witness C has told the Madlanka Commission that after Matlala was arrested in May, he claimed Sibiya only accepted cash, which he says he personally delivered to his home or another property in Sandton. Witness C says Matlala believed the payments secured his protection from investigation and helped him win lucrative police contracts, including a 360 million rand health services tender.
He wanted a resolution into the issue of him utilizing the clinic at Pretoria West SAPS Academy. And then General Sibiya instructed him to place the money in the dustbin at his office. It was like he has a bathroom attached to his office.
Two Senegalese journalists whose newsroom arrests this week sparked outrage in the West African nation have been freed. They were detained after conducting separate interviews with a press magnate and government critic. Maman Bial Diagne, who lives in France, is subject to a Senegalese arrest warrant over alleged financial irregularities. One of the journalists was arrested during the broadcast of her interview with Diagne. Her colleague, a radio broadcaster, was detained by police after a live interview with the mogul. The Union of Information and Communication Professionals of Senegal has expressed deep concern over the developments. And finally, a stray dog picked up by a Florida police officer was reunited with his owner 7 years after going missing during a burglary. Gabrielle Hartley said her dog, Luca, was missing from her Tampa apartment when she arrived home from work in 2018 and found the front door had been kicked in by a burglar. Hartley was contacted 7 years later by microchip company Petkey and learned Luca had been found. Durban 27 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg and Richards Bay 29.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. India need a further 228 runs of 31 overs with 8 wickets in hand to beat Australia in the second World Cup semi-final. Max Dalman became the youngest player to play for Arsenal last night in their League Cup win over Brighton. And Durban City will be out to redeem themselves when they take on Chiefs in the Betway Premiership tomorrow.